Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be back in. What city is this? It's good to be in Madison again. Praise God. I didn't know if you guys were going to have a city down here. You guys been tearing the place up. But praise God anyhow. It's good to be here. Thank you so much, Pastor Grant. Amen. And I want to echo to the elder, Brother Grant. Amen. What a pleasure it is to be here tonight to all the ministry and to all of you, the saints of the Most High God. I am here to tell you, you're not going to find anything better than this. You can look, you can look, you can look, you can go, you can look, you can go, but you're not going to find anything better than this. So you can stop looking and just make this home. Because I know that the truth reigns here. Praise God. Amen. It has been an honor since the last time I've been here. Amen to what God is doing. Amen. Around the whole world. The Lord says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and handmaidens will I pour out of that day in my spirit. And they shall prophesy. I shall wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord shall come. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anybody been doing any calling lately? Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's good to be here. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. To the book of Psalms tonight, 119. Psalms 119, verse 25 through verse 32. Psalms 119, verse 25 through verse 32. The psalmist says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quickeneth thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. I want to speak to you from this thought tonight. Are you stuck on Jesus? Are you stuck on Jesus? Turn to someone and ask them, says, are you stuck on Jesus? And now turn around and ask them to say, is he stuck on you? Praise God. Let's pray. Father, again, we give glory and honor and thanksgiving to you tonight, Lord. We're truly grateful, God, that we could come tonight to be in your presence. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay with us tonight, Lord. Let us not leave the way that we came, God, but let us leave changed and renewed and refreshed in the Holy Ghost. And God, we will give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise and thanksgiving for all you do for us. In the name of Jesus, amen. And you may be seated. Amen. Are you stuck on Jesus? And is Jesus stuck on you? A few years ago, Band-Aid products came out with a product of Band-Aids, and they put a little song with it that says, I am stuck on Band-Aid brand. Well, Band-Aid stuck on me. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand, cause Band-Aid stuck on me. You see, what they was trying to get parents to see is if their child become cut, bruised, or scarred, they could take a Band-Aid and put on that wound and it would stick and they didn't have to worry about it anymore. Band-Aid says we will not even come off in water. No matter how tough your child is, that Band-Aid would stick to that child. Amen. So my question to you tonight is, are you stuck on Jesus, and is Jesus stuck on you? The Apostle Paul says, for as many of you have been baptized into Christ, you have put on Christ. For there is neither Jew, nor Greek, nor bond, nor free, nor male, nor female, for you're all one in Christ and Jesus. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. Band-Aids doesn't work if you don't put it on. A sweater or coat does you no good when it's cold if you don't put it on. Amen. Jesus does you no good if you don't put him on. You can talk about him all day long, and he's not going to do you any good until you put him on. Amen. You will never know he's your divine protector until you put him on. You'll never know that he's your shield and buckler until you put him on. You'll never know how good your armor is until you put it on. This is why the Apostle Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand. And having done all you can do to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance for all saints. So my question to you, church, is you stuck on Jesus? He says, what does it mean to be stuck on Jesus? Well, no matter where you go, he's there. No matter the trials, no matter the circumstance, no matter what you're facing in life, he's right there with you. Praise God. You see, sometimes we get into this concept when we're going through things that, God, you're not here. God, where are you? He says, I'm as close as mention of my name. If you're stuck on him, and he's stuck on you, you don't have anything to worry about. So what are you walking around with your head down for? What are you walking around like you're defeated and dejected? Amen. Did you get baptized in Jesus' name? Did you get the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Well, he should be on you. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Praise God. Are you stuck on Jesus? Turn to someone and ask them, so you stuck on Jesus? Is he stuck on you? You see, super glue, crazy glue, Bondo, and all those other glue adhesives, they says, we will stick and we will hold. But we know that a lot of them let go after a period of time. But Jesus says, I hold you in the palm of my hand, and no one can take you out of my hand. He says, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. Praise God. He's the strength that you need. The Lord says, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power, and you shall be witnesses unto me, and Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the whole earth. Paul said, this gospel didn't come in word only. It came with power. It came with the Holy Ghost, and it came with much assurance. I want you to know that Jesus will stick to you if you will stick to him. Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon him, because you trust in him. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is an everlasting strength. I want you to know, God will not come off of you. He will stick with you through the thick. He will stick with you through the thin. He will be with you every place you go. Are you stuck on Jesus? I don't know. Are you stuck on Jesus? Or is there something between you and him? David says, O Lord, thou hast searched me, and you know me. You know my down sitting. You know my uprising. Amen. You know every thought in my tongue before I ever say it. You compass my path. Amen. And my lying downs is too wonderful for me. I can't obtain to it. He says, where can I go from your presence? And where shall I flee from your spirit? Amen. If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my beds in the depths of hell, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will guide me and your right hand shall hold me. I want you to know God will not let you go. Praise God. How could David say such a thing? Because he was stuck on Jesus, and Jesus was stuck on him. When you can be called a man after God's own heart, that means you've got a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's not going to come off of you. You see, some people only want Jesus when it's convenient. David says, you've even covered me in my mother's womb. I'm stuck on Jesus. Because Jesus is stuck on me. You think, well, I get crazy worshiping God? See, worship is not only a part-time thing. It's a 24/7. You want me to tell you how serious Jesus is about worship? If you ever read John chapter 4, when Jesus is talking to the woman in the well, 4 verses, 10 times. He quotes and make mention to worship. He's serious about us worshiping him. Praise God. Are you stuck on Jesus? See, I can tell some people are not. You stuck on Elvis? You guys should be going completely crazy. You stuck on Jesus. You should be having a blowout in here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul says, who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep unto the slaughter. Nay, and all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things
things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Because I'm stuck on Jesus, and Jesus is stuck on me. That's why I'm crazy about Him. That's why I worship Him. That's why I love Him. Praise God. I am stuck on Jesus, because Jesus is stuck on me. Where shall I go from your presence? Where shall I flee from your spirit? God, you're stuck on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. When you're stuck on God, you don't have to fear anything. You don't have to worry about anything coming your way. You be right with you, even in the fire trials of your life. God will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will hold your hand. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Put your trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. The Lord Jesus stood on the outskirts of Jerusalem and cried, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I had longed to put my arms around you as a mother hen does her chick, but you would not let me. Therefore you are left desolate. You see, God wants to wrap His arms around you. He wants to crater you. He wants to be stuck on you so you can be stuck on Him. Where shall I go from your presence? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God, and whom I shall trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me under His feathers, and with His, under His wings you shall trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that fly by day, nor the destruction that works in darkness. Amen. Praise God. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with your own eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. Praise God. Because He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear thee up in your hands. Praise God. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. I want you to know, church, when you get stuck on Jesus, He's going to get stuck on you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Band-Aid says, we won't come off in the water. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, what saith it, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. When you walk through the water, I'll be with you. When you're in the river, they're not going to overflow you. When you're in the fiery trials of your life, it should not burn you, neither shall the flames kindle against you, because I have called you by my name. You are mine, saith the Lord God Almighty. I want you to know, when you walk through the waters of affliction, God will be right there with you. When you're in the rivers of depression, He'll be right there with you. When you're in the fiery trials of your life, they're not going to burn you. God will be right there with you, because you're stuck on Him, and He's stuck on you. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, praise God. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord did not choose you because you were more in number than any other people, but because He loved you. Praise God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was cast into the fiery furnace. They says,
We're not careful to answer you in this matter, O King. Our God in whom we serve will deliver us. And if not, we're still not going to bow to your false image. Praise God. And when Nebuchadnezzar cast him into the fire furnace, all of a sudden he sprung to his feet. And he said, did not we cast three in? He says, but I see four. And the fourth is like the Son of Man. Why was he in there with them? Because they were stuck on Jesus. And Jesus was stuck on them. You can go into the fiery trial. He's going to be right there with you. He won't leave you. Praise God. When Naomi told Ruth, you can go home if you want to. She says, don't you ask me to leave you, because where you go, I'm going. Your God is going to be my God. Your people is going to be my people. When she got stuck on Jesus, Jesus got stuck on her. And everything that she had need of worked out just for her good. Are you stuck on Jesus? I am stuck on Jesus, 'cause Jesus stuck on me. I am stuck on Jesus. Come on, sing. Jesus stuck on me. I am stuck on Jesus, 'cause Jesus stuck on me. I am stuck on Jesus, 'cause Jesus stuck on me. Praise God. Now see, look at all the joy you got. Just look at all the joy you got. You know why you got joy from singing that little song? Because the Bible says, sing to yourself psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. You see, when you're going through things in your life, all you got to do is realize Jesus is right there. I just made up that stupid little song. And what happened? Joy came, didn't it? Because you start thinking about Jesus. What a friend we have. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege. What a privilege to carry everything. I am stuck on Jesus, 'cause Jesus stuck on me. I am stuck on Jesus, 'cause Jesus stuck on me. I am stuck on Jesus. You college kids, go to school tomorrow and walk down the hall and start singing that. Watch and see what's going to happen. He that dwelleth in the secret place, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will glorify my name. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come against me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fall. The hellions encamp against me, and this I will not fear. The war rise against me, and this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his tabernacle. For in the times of trouble he will hide me in his pavilion, and the secret of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me on a rock, and my head will be high about my enemies round about me. Therefore when I open his tabernacle, the sacrifices of joy, I will sing. Yes, I will sing unto the Lord. Because I'm stuck on Jesus. Because Jesus is stuck on me. The Apostle Paul was stuck on Jesus. Paul had a thorn in the flesh. He says, unless I should be exalted above measure, I sought the Lord three times to take this thing away from me. And God looked at him and says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Praise God. When you're feeling bad, when you got a scar, that band-aid makes you feel good because you know it's attached to you. That's all you need to know. When you don't feel good, that Jesus is right there. He's the power. He's the strength. He will hold you tight. He won't let you go. I will hold you in the cradle of my arms. Praise God. You can trust him. Psalms, it says, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I want you to know, if you're stuck on Jesus, you don't have to worry about going hungry. If you're stuck on Jesus, you don't have to worry about anything. He knows everything you have need of before you ever asked of him. Oh, my God. Praise God. Are you stuck on him? Are you stuck on him? Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all this earth. The Lord don't want to hear gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression. Excessive misery. If it wasn't for bad luck, I have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. He don't want to hear that. Greater is he that is within me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Well, Satan's like a roaring lion. He's walking to and fro. He's seeking whom he may devour because the Bible tells me so. Many souls has been his prey to fall in some weak hour. But God has promised us today his overcoming power. Listen, get stuck on Jesus. And let him get stuck on you. That's why David says, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. My feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. This is the refuge place. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the last time I checked. And the righteous can run into it and be safe. Amen. Praise God. Come on, church. If you're stuck on Jesus, then why are you going to let things pull you down? Why are you going to let the weights of the world weigh you down? It shouldn't be that way. Do you love him? Are you stuck on him? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know God loves you and he's stuck on you just as much as you are stuck on him. He loves you, and his crazy glue and super glue and all those other glues say they will stick. I want you to know that Jesus will stick to you. Joshua says, if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, then choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You're going to have to make up your mind whether you're going to get stuck on Jesus and let him get stuck on you, lifting up your hands and praise, worshiping him no matter what comes your way. When you're stuck on him, nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Praise God.
Let's all stand. Our musicians can come. Praise God. Praise God. If we could all stand, if our musicians could come quickly. If you're here tonight, listen, you don't have to leave the same way you came in. You don't have to do that to yourself. You need to decide right here and right now that I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to make a change in my life. And if you're here tonight and you need a healing in your body, you need sickness. If sickness has racked your body, you don't have to leave the same way you came in. And we're going to open up this altar right over here on this side here for those of you that need prayer for your body. If you're discouraged, you don't have that stickness of the band-aid of Jesus on your life, and you need the power of the Holy Ghost, I want you to come down here in the middle. If you've never experienced the power of the Holy Ghost, baptism in Jesus' name, repentance of your sins, I want you to come over to this side. Let the power of God move in your life. He can't get stuck on you unless you get stuck on Him. Sometimes we have to make that first move. So this altar is open.